All right, y'all, you know that keyword research and SEO strategy is my jam and one of the things that I most enjoy helping people figure out because I've seen it make such a huge difference in my business and my clients' businesses in website traffic and website growth and more business, more sales, all of those things. And in fact, one of my clients, we've seen over 2,500% an increase in their website traffic. And they had an existing business. They had a great business. But just by really, really honing in on their SEO and their keyword, we have seen their ongoing tremendous, tremendous increase in their traffic. And so today I'm going to walk you through just the categories of keywords that you need to be searching when you do keyword research and when you really hash out your SEO strategy. Now, obviously, this is something that I will do for you as a coaching call and this as a coaching client on a call, a 1-hour call. And this is also something that I give you the formulas and the spreadsheets for inside of my signature program, the Organic Marketing Framework. But if you are still at the DIY stage, or you're just kind of wanting to see, you know, how my brain works, how these things go, and you're wanting to learn some for yourself before you hire an SEO strategist, either myself or somebody else, these are the areas that I think you need to do keyword research for your business or have somebody else do so that you can get the most bang for your buck and start getting more website traffic and more leads for your business. Are y'all ready? We'll dive on in. Hey there, fellow entrepreneur. Welcome to Simple SEO and Marketing with me, Faith Hannon. Do you want to grow your business with organic marketing and finally feel like you can understand SEO? Are you scouring the internet for how to get more website traffic, SEO for dummies, and how to market on Pinterest? Have you tried to grow your business with SEO and blogging only to get frustrated and quit because it's overwhelming and too time consuming? Been there. Hey, I'm Faith Hannon, Jesus lover, copywriter, blogger, wife, wrangler of tiny humans, and barrel racer. And let me tell you, I didn't have time to waste sorting through SEO and keyword strategies that either didn't work or were so over my head I couldn't understand them. I honestly thought that SEO and blogging only worked for people with a PhD in tech jargon and a whole team of employees. Until I learned these secrets. Good SEO strategies don't have to be complicated, and creating and marketing great content doesn't have to take more than a couple hours a week total. So pop in those earbuds, slam some coffee, and let's grow your business with simple organic marketing and a healthy dose of biblical encouragement along the way. So, fun fact, in case y'all did not know, my husband and I just welcomed, not just, in December, we welcomed our third baby. And so, fun fact, as I'm recording this, I am sitting here holding a sweet little baby falling asleep in my arms. And I just thought, how awesome is it that I get to use my God-given gifts in this area and love on my baby at the same time and hold him. So, just some little tidbit of encouragement to y'all out there trying to juggle family and business and honoring God. It really can all work together. It can. So just that tidbit of encouragement. Okay. Now in episode number 160, I broke down for you a lot of the prep work that you need to do before you dive into keyword research, because keyword research in and of itself is cool, but it's not going to do anything for you if you don't have your prep work done. And just to recap some of the things that I talked about in episode 160 so you're not lost, some of the prep work you need to do before you actually open up the keyword research tool of your choice is you need to know the health of your website, right? If your website has a bunch of broken links, if it's got a bunch of image sizes that are too large, if you've got, you know, just a bunch of messy stuff on the back end, you need to know that. It doesn't have to stop you from doing keyword research, but you need to know, kind of evaluate the health of your website. You need to know your keyword range and size, which I have a tried and true tested formula for that inside of the Organic Marketing Framework and that I use with strategy coaching clients, one-on-one clients, you need to know your content buckets. And this is not just like a list of content topics. Your content buckets or content pillars are the things that you are going to be talking about in blogs or podcasts or whatever within certain categories. So they're not broken down into like five steps how to, like that's not a bucket. That is an individual piece of content, but you just need to have a general idea what in the heck you're going to be talking about before you dive in and do your research. And when you have that stuff done, then generally you are ready to dive into your keyword research. And I like to do that stuff away from the keyword research tools because sometimes the keyword research tools, just being honest, they can get a little bit overwhelming and they can kind of freak you out a little bit if you're not super techie. My grandma, bless her heart, she was not super techie. And when she would have something like that made her nervous tech-wise, she'd be like, it just makes me itch all over. And so now every time I think of like overwhelming tech in my head, I think it just makes me itch all over because that's what my grandma would say. So if you get like the itch all over feeling of overwhelm with different softwares, then a lot of this work can actually be done on a sheet of paper. So here are some things, some areas that I want you to brainstorm on a sheet of paper or, you know, a Word doc before you jump into the keyword research tool, and then you can actually jump in and do the research. Okay, so the first thing I want you to know is I want you to know the problem that you solve for your person. Now, if you have a business that you solve more than one problem, but they're all related, that's fine. I just want you to write them down. I want you to write them down maybe in several different iterations of that, because sometimes the way that you think of a problem is not the way that somebody else thinks of a problem. So for somebody's a fitness coach, right? They might be helping somebody feel comfortable in their clothes. They might be helping somebody to lose weight. They might be helping somebody to know what exercises to do when. They might be helping somebody know how to work out for their body type, or know how to work out with their cycle, or know how to work out for their season of life. Those are all problems that they're solving, right? They're under one bigger umbrella problem, which is to be healthy and fit that they're solving. But brainstorming ideas for those individual problems and more specific problems is going to give you a better base from which to go and do your keyword research. So I want you to brainstorm ideas, just jot down different ideas of problems that you solve. Now, don't be like little baby blogger Faith. And I was trying to solve all of the problems around helping people learn about hunting and hiking and healthy living and building a business and following Jesus and all of those things, which are good, but ain't nobody coming to one person for all those things, okay? So you need to know the problems that you solve within the context of your business. Okay, so the second area that you are going to do keyword research for your business is you need to know what promise you are delivering on with your goods, services, or digital products. And by the promise, I mean, what expected outcome does your person want? Like, what are you promising? At the end of this course, you will know how to XYZ. By the time I'm done fixing the plumbing in your house, you will have XYZ. Like, what is the expected outcome? And I want you to brainstorm different ways to say this, okay? And this is going to help you in your copy. It could even be something that you could test out with market research. But for your SEO strategy, you need all of these different ways to say this, because you're going to see which keywords, which long tail keyword phrases are the most searched, which ones fit within your range. Okay. Now, this is not the place to be fluffy, right? Y'all know I'm all about the clear copy. Clear wins over cute every day of the week that ends in Y. Okay. This is not the place to say that you are going to feel like you've ascended into the clouds or whatever. I can't even come up with fluffy language because it's not part of who I am. But you need to have very clear, measurable, sometimes even promises, and use that in your SEO. Use that in your copy, because That is what people are searching. That's what resonates with them. And that's what people buy. People don't buy pie in the sky ideas. They buy clear. All right. They buy clear, measurable results. So please take that to the bank and put it in your copy. All right. So you've brainstormed first problems, right? And promise. And next you are going to brainstorm two different people. Okay. You are going to first brainstorm you and different ways that people might say, I'm looking for a XYZ person, that's you, okay? And you're going to write these down. Now, if you are in a very traditional industry, this is going to be easy, right? If you're a lawyer, people are looking for a lawyer, right? But if you're a life coach that specializes in life coaches for moms of three and two dogs, like maybe you need to get a little bit more specific. Maybe that's too specific. I don't know until you do the research, okay? But you're going to brainstorm ways that people would say and search for you as a service provider or coach or digital product maker or physical product maker or whatever. You're brainstorming ideas for ways people would search for you. And then you're going to also brainstorm ways and then search ways that people are searching for, that your searcher is would identify. And I don't mean whether they identify as a cat or a dog or a human. I ain't even going there. But if the way that they would describe themselves determines how they're searching for things, like, hi, I just had a baby, right? So I'm thinking postpartum mom thoughts. Now, if you are a nutrition coach who specializes in postpartum nutrition, then that matters for your SEO strategy. That matters for your messaging. If you are somebody that specializes in content creation for coaches, then that matters, right? You need to brainstorm ideas on ways that people would phrase those things, okay? Now, here's kind of the disclaimer for the person, them category here is it doesn't always matter tremendously to your SEO strategy. It just depends on the industry, okay? So you just have to kind of weigh that. And you have to do the research and see. Like if somebody is searching meal plans for working moms, great. Then implement that into your SEO strategy if it fits into your categories and your sizes of keywords. But if somebody is brainstorming, like if people are not actually searching that phrase, then don't integrate that phrase into your SEO strategy. Okay. If there's no searches per month on average for that phrase, even if it perfectly identifies with your person, then it doesn't need to be integrated into your SEO strategy. Well, hey there, pal. I just wanted to take a minute and tell you about a coaching call offer that I have for you. Are you tired of having to guess at what keywords you actually need to get more traffic to and more sales from your website? Do you feel like you're just fumbling around in the dark with your SEO strategy? Do you second guess yourself every month when it's time to plan your content? What if we could fix literally all of that in 1 hour? In a 1 hour coaching session, we'll powwow over Zoom and hash out your best fit SEO strategy and the ideal keywords for your business and your goals. You'll walk away with the exact right keywords, page titles, and H1 text for your main website pages. You'll get a blog strategy for the next 4 blogs, complete with SEO-friendly, click-worthy titles, and as a bonus, a Google Analytics tracking template and a bonus module for my course On the House. So go to faithhannon.com/booking to grab your spot now or click the link in the show notes. Spots are limited and they fill up fast. So don't waste any more time fiddle farting around with a spaghetti at the wall approach. Let's get a solid SEO strategy locked and loaded and ready to go for you so that you can reach more of your people with your God-given gifts in business. Okay, so we've got those keywords ready. We've got your problem keywords ideas brainstormed. We've got your promise ideas brainstormed. We've got your person you ideas brainstormed and your person them ideas brainstormed. And these keywords are going to be generally some of the more foundational target keywords for your website, okay? These are going to be used in places like your page titles, your H1 text, your H2 text on your main pages, And then what we're going to do is we're going to look into and really brainstorm ideas for your content keywords. Now, these keywords are going to be used in places like your blogs, your podcast, if you have a podcast, your YouTube, if you have a YouTube, and BT Dubs. I'm a firm believer that even if you have a podcast or a YouTube, you still need a great blog, and no, a transcript does not count because ain't nobody want to read a transcript. But this next category of brainstorming for your keyword research is just going to be more content specific, long form content specific. So think through the things that somebody is Googling within the context of what you do as a business. Think smaller problems that you help them solve, like quick, easy meal plans for working moms, or how to find the right size keywords, or how to change a baby's diaper without waking them up too much, or little quick win type topics. Now, if you're hung up on what in the heck should my content pillars be, don't be. It doesn't have to be overwhelming. Just brainstorm 3 to 5 topics, like categories of content and topics that you would talk about. This is an internal name of a bucket. Nobody has to see this name. It doesn't matter if you call them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? Like, you just need to know, okay, I teach about bookkeeping, money management, and money saving tips. Great. Those are your content buckets, okay? Don't get all hung up on this. But you do need to know the general idea for your content buckets when you go to do keyword research, so that you can actually research and figure out what people are searching, so that you're not shooting yourself in the foot when it comes to content creation and creating content around things that nobody is searching. Because if you do that, then you're wasting your time. Sorry about you. And when you have these 5 areas of your keyword research done, your problem, your promise, your person you, person them, and your pillars, then you are really setting yourself up for SEO success, because you have this overarching strategy that tells you, this is how I'm going to get found, and this is what I should lean into with my marketing and with my content. Whereas if you don't have these 5 areas of keyword research done, then you're just guessing, because you don't know what people are actually searching for as it relates to your business and where it falls in your strategy overall. So these are the 5 areas that you need to do keyword research in for a solid SEO strategy. And if you're ready to have my brain and my team's brain help you figure out the exact strategy to get your keywords on point, your SEO strategy on point, then we are booking coaching calls for starting in the month of March. They're very limited because I just had a baby and I want to hang out with my kids and my family, and we're just working that in. So spots are very limited, only doing a couple of those a week. So if you are even remotely considering having a guide and somebody to help you figure out your strategy that fits for your business, then book a coaching call. The link is in the show notes. If you have questions, reach out to info@faithhannon.com. But I'm excited because I have truly seen the results of a solid SEO strategy and a solid keyword strategy implemented. It's not the microwave of marketing. It's the crock pot of marketing. But it keeps working long after the TikTok, Instagram, pointing in the air and booty shaking stuff is gone. Okay. I'm still getting traffic from blogs that I wrote years and years ago. So book those coaching calls. If you have questions, reach out to info@faithhannon.com. And I'm excited to hear what y'all learn from this episode. Pop over into the Facebook group and ask questions. We'd love to hear from y'all there. All right. Y'all have a great rest of your day, and we'll chat with you soon. Bye. Thank you so much for listening in today. Hopefully this episode gave you some really tangible tips for better SEO and marketing to get more leads and more sales from your website. If it did, can I ask you a quick favor? Would you please share this episode with a friend and then just take 10 seconds and go leave a written review on Apple Podcasts? That is the very best way to help more Jesus-loving entrepreneurs scale their businesses so that they can help more people with their gifts and make an even bigger impact for the kingdom of God. And guess what? We now have a Facebook community where we can learn, hang out, and laugh. Go join the Facebook group now. It's linked in the show notes. And all the other things, courses, coaching, and copywriting can be found at my website, faithhannon.com. Until next time, God bless, and I'll talk to you soon.